Four men who capsized their 16-foot boat in Silver Bay Monday night are safe thanks to the Sitka Search and Rescue Team and the Coast Guard, as well as a persistent text message from the distressed party. Don Cluding, director of Sitka Search and Rescue, says when the four men were overdue, a concerned person went into the fire station to ask for a radio to try to contact the party, and that's when she got a text message on her cell phone.
That stated, we need help, call 911 at Silver Bay, in back, boat sunk, seriously. And, you know, that's in quotes, that's the exact text message.
Based on that information, the fire department notified the search and rescue team, and Cluding says the first thing he did was contact the Coast Guard in Juneau.
At that point, we were assuming that they were in the water, but there was also a search and rescue component, too, because there was a possibility that they were going to be on land. So we ended up doing a multi-jurisdictional response, ended up dispatching the search and rescue team, and sent the Coast Guard as well.
Around 9:50 Monday night, Cluding says the reporting party received another text message that one person had made it to the cabin at the back of Silver Bay, and the other three were still on their way.
That information to Coast Guard Sector Juneau, in turn, who relayed it to the aircraft that they had launching, and we as well relayed it to the, you know, our asset on the water, which was the harbor skiff. We had five of our members on board the harbor skiff headed that direction.
Cluding says the timing of this rescue was expedited because the reporting party had come into the fire terminal, or fire station, at a critical moment, right when the text message was received. He says the original capsize occurred around 5:30 in the evening at the back of Silver Bay when a gust of wind flipped the boat. Fortunately, the occupants were near shore and all four men got out of the water within minutes, realizing they needed to find shelter.
They were unable to make the Green Lake Road due to terrain, so they decided to go for the cabin at the head of Silver Bay. And so for the next 4 hours, so, you know, after the accident happened at 5:30, you know, they continued to walk towards the cabin, and, you know, 4 hours later, one in the party made it to the cabin. While en route, one of them had a cell phone and continued to text that original message that was received.
Cluding says cell phones have begun to play a role in rescue efforts more and more, since people seem to have them with them even in remote areas. And in this case, the group's VHF radio was lost when the boat capsized.
You know, they were far enough outside the cell coverage area that they were unable to use voice, you know, to call somebody and talk to somebody. But text messaging uses, you know, you can get a text through with less service. And so the party that was in distress back there just continued to hit the send button on that text message. And eventually, you know, they got to a spot where they had just enough coverage to get that message out.
The dive team from the Sitka Fire Department was on standby, but fortunately, Cluding says they didn't need to deploy. He says there were 21 search and rescue responders within 15 minutes of the original call. The Coast Guard arrived on the scene concurrently with the search and rescue skiff at 10:10 p.m., and all four men were transported safely to Air Station Sitka.